your Ali C today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. Opening the show today with my buddy Trader Raj, Roger Wiegin. Roger has a wonderful newsletter out there. It is called Trader Tracks. It's something that you ought to read. It comes out weekly. I read it every week. Obviously, I do that because Roger is a very, very regular guest personality, for lack of better terms, on both our daily show and also on the weekend show. You know, Roger sent me a missive earlier in the week. It was a quote from the London Telegraph, which I think you have to admit is a paper that does have credibility. And let me read you the headline, and then we're going to get into this. The headline is, U.S. backing for world currency stuns markets. U.S. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner shocked global markets by revealing that Washington is quite open to Chinese proposals for the gradual development of a global reserve currency run by the International Monetary Fund. Surprise, surprise. I mean, you know what? The implication, I mean, that, number one, that event, in my opinion, is an absolute normal evolutionary event. I think, of course, that's going to happen. But number two, let's talk about the next big thing that's going to be associated with that, and that is, I believe, that particular currency will not be a fiat-based currency, but will be an asset-based currency. And you know what? With the way the Chinese have been scrambling around in the gold market over the past 4 or 5 years, I have to tell you, I am convinced that that will be an asset-based currency and that it will be based on G-O-L-D, gold. Mr. Wiegin, what do you think, buddy?
Well, there's been numerous ideas regarding that from some of the better analysts and our friends, too. I have long been of the theory that there would be an asset-based currency and gold would be behind the currency,
right,
considering the tremendous amount of paper that's out there. The unit of gold that would be behind the currencies would be very tiny, but the psychological effect would be very good.
Right.
On the other hand, they've got these SDRs that are used between in the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, and we saw some news about a week or two ago indicating that they might use those as an international currency too. That's another topic for another day, but that is a possibility. I think that Geithner and the government, our government, our central bankers, the central bankers of other nations, I've all been worried and have been planning, running around feverishly trying to figure out what is going to happen when something serious breaks in the global system, that being the bond market, number one, which has been my contention, but number two also, what happens to all these fiat currencies and how are they going to be regulated and are they going to have anything behind them or not? I mean, this is a major deal. And I think that Geithner's hint on this discussion was one that says they're looking at it, they're moving in that direction. They don't want to scare the public, but I think they're slowly conditioning everybody to the idea that, yes, it's going to happen.
Well, what I think is interesting is the president jumped in very quickly and said, quote, I don't believe that there is a need for a global currency. The reason the dollar is strong right now is because investors consider the United States the strongest economy in the world with the most stable political system in the world. Well, I got to tell you, I take issue with that. I really do. I'm not running down our country, Raj. I mean, as you know, you and I are both patriots from the word go, a patriots with a capital P. But I got to tell you, people around the world right now are really looking for alternatives. You know, the United States today is the strongest economy in the world, but you have to take one very strong consideration out of that statement, and that is, yeah, it's supposedly the strongest economy in the world, but it's also, according to GAAP, generally accepted accounting principles, a bankrupt entity. I mean, how can you have a bankrupt entity whose currency is the currency of last resort in the world? I do not think that that's appropriate, Raj.
Well, of course not. And I saw the other day something which really made my eyes pop. Somebody looked at the United States as a corporation, and they put some numbers together. And the only number I can remember was out of all that discussion, they said that the United States has got a negative net worth of $44 trillion, considering all the obligations for Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and all the other stuff, and
yeah.
all the debt.
Yeah.
So, you know, if that isn't bankruptcy with a big B, I don't know what is.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. You know, I want to kind of switch topics just for a minute, because I think that it is very, very relevant, Raj, to what we're talking about right now. And that is our friend, Mr. Shadowstats, came out, John Walter Williams, came out with a special commentary a couple, 3 days ago, specifically on March 15th. And the headline was United States Nears Hyperinflationary Great Depression. Okay, when you look at the numbers that came out earlier this week, and I'm going to be chatting about that later on in the show, when you look at the numbers that came out in terms of food prices this week, and you look at some of the other inflationary prices that are out there, or some of the other inflationary trends that are out there, boy, that is another, that's just one more thing that is an absolutely adversely critical situation for our country right now. Your comments?
No, I would agree with that. And, you know, I've often wondered about what is the true measure of hyperinflation.
Yeah.
And John, in one of his reports some time ago, did say that, in his view, hyperinflation is when inflation is running consistently at 50% per year or higher. Now, in China, food inflation for the last 4 months, when you look at the average of the four-month inflation numbers, has been running at 56%. Now, that's not the whole deal, but that's food inflation in China.
Right.
And they, on top of that, they've got the real estate inflation, which is now running 90% for the first quarter of last year in Hong Kong, and overall China is running at 35%. So John is correct. I follow his information very carefully. He's got some very elegant software for figuring these numbers,
sure.
which is comes out with some great answers that I think are very believable. Now, what I've done on unemployment, for example, I just take any number that's put out there by a state or a city or the United States,
mm-hmm.
and I just double it. And John is right now, I think, on USA unemployment at 23%. And my last one a few months ago was 22%, so we're running right together, and it's pretty scary.
But to quote John directly, he says in his overview of the U.S. economic and systemic solvency crisis of the last 4 years only have been a precursors to the coming great collapse, a hyperinflationary Great Depression. Such will encompass a complete collapse in the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar, a collapse in the normal stream of U.S. commercial and economic activity, a collapse in the U.S. financial system as we know it, and a likely realignment of the U.S. political environment. Aren't those interesting things to be looking forward to? But I have to tell you, Roger, unless some serious changes are made, you know, people are going to realize, as I've been saying over the past 10 years, the emperor isn't wearing any clothes. Our economy is a damn house of cards. And if the time comes, and it will, so I'll take out the word if, when the time comes and people realize what a house of cards it is, they're going to get scared, and you're going to see panic, and you're going to see some really, really bad events occurring. And I have to tell you, what we've been talking about in terms of investing in precious metals as an investment of last resort, what we've been talking about in terms of investing in the stocks of companies involved in that industry, I think people who don't do that are crazy, and, you know, don't construe that as investment advice, because I say all the time, I am not an investment advisor, but I'm telling you what I'm doing. The little lady and I have 70% of our assets right now in hard assets and hard asset-based investments. To me, that makes all the sense in the world.
Well, one other thing, too. You know, a lot of the people in our country had a glimmer of hope.
Yeah.
After this midterm election,
right.
And everybody was thinking that the GOP would come in and really, you know, save the world and get this thing turned around. And based upon what I'm seeing in Congress right now, they're already into the cave-in mode on the budget. There's not going to be any reconciliation of the budget at all. It's going to be kick the can down the road as usual.
Mm-hmm.
Keep printing money, keep printing bonds,
right.
Until the whole thing just cracks up.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, I've asked Trainer Raj to come back in the studio here because I wanted to further discuss one comment that I made towards the end of the discussion we were having in the other segment, and that is I was saying that I think people are absolutely nuts who aren't involved in precious metals right now or precious metals-related investments, and I need to elaborate on that, and the reason I need to do that is because I have said of late that I felt that a little diversity was in order, and again, this is not investment advice. This is simply what my wife and I are doing. Pardon me, I took a certain amount of money out of the metals sector in our portfolio, bought some Canadian bank stocks, a specific Canadian bank stock, for an example, and it sounds like I'm being contradictory in my actions and what I'm saying on the air, but I really don't think I am. I think that the majority, I think, of your money, really, until we see a change in my reasoning, should stay in precious metals and precious metals related investments. But I think a little diversification at this point, up to perhaps 40-50% of a person's portfolio, ought to be taking place. Roger, what do you think about that?
You know, the thing about being generalized as far as where segments ought to be placed as far as a percentage,
right,
can be a bit of a problem. It depends on the account size. One of the things that we say is that if a standard account, let's take an example, is $100,000,
right,
we say that 10% of it should be in physical, which would be coins. We don't like bars, wafers, and the others, like Canadian coins and USA coins. That's just my personal opinion. Number next, an investor or trader should have a core holding that in some companies that are precious metals related.
Right.
Or it could also be food and energy, too, for a shorter period, maybe for trading. But the trading aspects of an account size as a percentage should be back someplace at around 20%, maybe 25%, because you want to play risk control, and risk control means the preponderance or the larger part of your shares, your investments, and your physical should be pretty solid where you don't really trade that stuff very often. And as far as the coins are concerned, we just suggest you buy and you don't trade them at all.
I don't know a lot about rare coins or collecting coins or what have you. It's something that has never interested me because there are too many negative comments that come from people who have invested in that sector. With one exception, there is one guy who, if you're interested in rare coins, one company, I guess I should say, that I think really, really is top quality is, you know, your friend in Phoenix, who you're going to be speaking at his show here shortly. He and his wife and kids run a very, very good shop. If you're interested in rare coins, I think that is not a bad place to be.
Pat Gorman, we're talking about. We're going to be speaking at his wealth conference. And Pat has been in business down there for 40 years.
Yeah.
He's got a sterling reputation.
Right.
People want to get information about collector coins. They can call 800-494-4149.
Right.
That's 800-494-4149. It's a family-run business. They do a super job, and they've been at it forever. And that is our designated coin dealer in Trader Tracks because we know them and we trust them.
Oh, they're good guys. I've known Pat for a long, long time, and he's a good guy. There's no question about that. I want to kind of explain one other thing, and that is I sometimes use the wrong terminology, you know, when I'm talking about investment sectors. You know, for example, I talk about precious metals, and precious metals sometimes, you know, in my enthusiasm, I'm really talking about the resource sector, for lack of better terms. Now, my particular investments are heavily weighted towards precious metals, but I think there are some other assets really that merit consideration right now. You know, I think some of the rare element companies are very definitely worth considering. I think the potash company that we visited earlier this week is worth considering. That's Passport Potash, and others. But again, I want to stress, you know, in our litigious society, I hate to keep doing this, but you're forced to do it, and that is, this is not investment advice. What we're talking about here is simply what I am doing personally and what our guests are doing, you know, like in the case right now of chatting with Roger. I mean, Roger's made a lot of money of late with his investing, but he's not telling you what to do. He's just telling you what he has done, correct?
That's true. And, you know, people that read our newsletter, I tell people that, you know, I deliberately don't buy and sell stocks because I recommend them. And I don't think that's ethical for me to do that. I know it's legal if you do it properly, but I just do not do that.
Yeah.
So I trade futures because I have experience at it and I'm good at it.
Mm-hmm.
But all of my futures trading is related to precious metals.
Sure.
And to food and energy. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's in the same market sectors. It's just another way of doing it.
You know, I think it's been interesting of late, Roger, that you know, the last couple of years have really treated our portfolio really, really well. It's going to be interesting to see what the continuum is, along these lines. A lot of people are saying, well, you know, we're looking for a bit of a downside in the stock market, and that's going to include your your precious metal stocks, Corlin. And I'm saying, you know, it might initially, but in the long term, I don't think so, because the one thing about investing in, and let's change the word precious metal to resource, the one thing about investing in resource is stocks. Is that, as my buddy Bob Moriarty told me years and years ago, the advantage in doing that is you're buying things. You're buying a call on assets either being extracted or currently in the ground. And to me, you know, when you got a guy like Bob Moriarty or you got a guy like Jim Rogers, you know, telling you that, I think that's pretty good advice to take, Roger.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
No, no.
I mean, these people have been around. The advantage some of the old ducks have is that they've been through a couple of these major up and down turns, like 87, 79 through 81.
Yeah.
They rely on a lot of history, which I do, and I think that history teaches us quite a bit. I don't think that there's a lot of new water going over the dam. I think that if you look at history books and economics, the same things just keep repeating.
Yeah, no, I would agree 100%. I mean, history does repeat itself. I think the one place where people have to be very cognizant is these markets do turn. You know, in the early 80s, when I first started the business, you know, I had friends who were making millions of dollars in resource stocks, and a lot of them lost all of their money. I think the environment then was different than it is today. You know, back then, resource stocks, the fundamental reasons for people buying gold and silver stocks were real simple. Inflation. You know, I mean, Kathy and I paid, 14.5%, 15% for our first real estate mortgage when we moved to Vancouver, Washington. Well, today, you not only have inflation, but you've got just some stuff going on around the world in financial circles that I think are so much of a such greater magnitude than the reasons that we had back in the late 70s and early 80s, that I think this market is going to last for a while, and I think it could very easily evolve into a new way of investment, a new paradigm for investing, and that is people are going to take, you know, people's advice like Bob Moriarty and say, we want to invest in things. Hey, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back with Dr. Michael Berry.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing on with my buddy Bob Moriarty. Bob has got one of the best websites out there, in my opinion, with financial commentary and political commentary, 321 Gold. Anybody who hasn't been to it needs to go there. You're missing a lot if you don't check out Bob's website. Bob and I were down in the desert, specifically down in the Phoenix area, this past weekend, visiting a property that is a sponsor of Bob's website, a company called Passport Potash. They're not a sponsor on our website, although I'm told they will be, but Big Al did go into the open market and buy stock in the company, and I'm glad that I did. But listen, the purpose of this conversation isn't to talk about Passport. The purpose of this conversation is to talk about an interview of which Bob was the subject, the interviewee, for lack of better terms, in Gordon Holmes' great publication, The Energy Report. Bob was talking in that report about inflation, specifically as it relates to food, something you all need to consider. Bob, you're on. How serious a problem is it in your mind?
Oh, a week ago, it literally went nuclear. Let me take you back and give you a little education. Hubbard came up with the concept of peak oil in the 1960s, and for 50 years it's been debated. Well, now we know we've passed peak oil. We did it in 2005 and 2006. That doesn't mean we're out of oil. It just means we're out of cheap oil.
Okay.
You go to Google and you do a search for population growth compared to oil production, you'll find out the two are absolutely identical. It is correct to say that population is a function of oil production. Since 1850, the curves have been absolutely identical. That raises quite an interesting issue. If oil has peaked 5 years ago or 6 years ago, it also says population has to peak because we're no longer going to have enough food for them.
Right.
Now, it takes X amount of calories of energy to produce X amount of calories of food. When we were talking about the potash thing in the energy report, I was trying to make the analogy that the food is fuel. Well, since the tsunami in Japan a week ago, we literally have gone critical. At the end of the day, we're going to have to use nuclear power because
sure.
we have no other alternative.
Right.
The energy choices are coal, which we have a big supply of, but it's very polluting. Oil, which we have a diminishing supply of at affordable rates, and nuclear power. But we're using nuclear power plants. They're very dangerous. What happened in Japan could easily happen in Southern California. So the good side of what is obviously a great tragedy is that it's going to force governments around the world to address the issue of peak oil. That's a good thing. There are nuclear power alternatives that are safe or far safer than the power that we're using now, and that would be in pebble bed reactors. But the issue is we're at peak population. We're at peak food production. We have to be more efficient in food production, and we obviously now have to address the energy issue. It is literally critical. We have to do it immediately, and that's a good thing.
What opportunities, Bob, in your mind, does this bring to the investor, people who listen to this program, people who come to your website? What are the opportunities there?
Well, it's certainly a good time to have an insurance policy. You and I have discussed for years the fact that the world's financial system is literally on the edge of falling off a cliff.
Sure.
What has happened in Japan very well could be the concrete block that breaks a camel's back.
Yeah, or the black swan that basically dumps all over the world.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, this is, you may believe that every government in the world is in a panic. If you look at the chart of the Japanese yen, it's just literally shot off the map. And
right.
all these guys that have been using the Japanese yen for the carry trade are going to have to unwind those trades.
Right.
So I see a stock market collapse. I see a collapse of the U.S. bonds. I see a collapse of the Japanese bonds. I see a collapse of the stock market. And you certainly do want to have an insurance policy in the form of gold and silver.
You want to have an insurance policy in the form of gold and silver. Let's talk about companies, though, that are, for example, involved in the agricultural sector. I mean, you talk about peak population. You know, you talk about how the necessity, I mean, it's the most obvious understatement of the day when you say you got to have enough food to feed those, you know, to feed those people. It strikes me that companies that are involved in agriculture right now might very well be really, really good investments.
They could be, but the proviso has to be you can expect a lot of chaos in the market for the next 6 months. We could have a giant unwinding of the $582 trillion in derivatives, 79% of which is in interest rate sensitive articles. We're going into a ultra dangerous period financially.
Okay, and so what are you suggesting people do?
There will be individual opportunities, but it's time to be ultra-cautious. Certainly, you should possess some gold and silver. You should have some food. You just have to be, this is it, okay? In the same way that it's gotten critical mass in Japan, it's gone critical mass in the financial system, and this is a time for great caution. That doesn't mean there won't be good investments, but it's not a time The economy has not recovered, and we're going into the Great Depression.
And are you thinking that the Black Swan event that people will remember down the road, historically, the Black Swan event that people will remember as being perhaps the causative factor that changed people's opinions will possibly be this the situation in Japan with, first of all, the 8.9 earthquake and then the tragedy with the nuclear facilities over there? Is that what you're thinking?
Yes. This is an order of magnitude more important than 9/11 was. It is a turning point that could either be a very good turning point or it could be a bad turning point. 9/11 was critical only because of the way the government reacted. If the government said, look, 500,000 people die, or 500 people, I'm sorry, 5,000 people die every day in New York City, so 3,000 people is not worth destroying their economy, destroying the Constitution, invading countries all over the world. We overreacted in 2001, but we're going to be forced to react in 2011.
Oh, I don't think there's any question about that. I really don't. You know, I have to tell you, an aside, and I'm not sure if you've read this book or not, but I think that a book that every single one of my listeners needs to read and every single one of the folks that come to your website needs to read is a very, very interesting book entitled The Big Short. I got to tell you, it is a fascinating book. It's a history written by someone who lived it of what I would have to say is, you know, the foundation of this derivative problem. It's a history of what brought down the financial system in the United States. It's an absolutely fascinating, fascinating book. Gets into everything that went on with all of the big respected players, formerly big respected players, and it shows you, by reading this book, you realize how bad the situation is. I want to stress to you guys out there, you know, you guys all know who Bob is. Bob is a good friend of mine. Bob is a very, very respected person in our industry. Check out the writing on his website. I agree with Bob 1,000% in the sense that I think that we are really approaching some very, very trying times, for lack of better terms. But you know what? Those of us who are prepared will get through it. You're going to be okay, but stay prepared. The gal's going to be right back.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Colon Economics Report. I am chatting with my old friend Michael Berry right now, Dr. Michael Berry. Mike and I were on a property visit together earlier this week, specifically on Monday. Visited a property down in Arizona owned by a company called Passport Potash. Very, very interesting situation, but the really interesting thing about that, aside from a very, very interesting property tour, is we had a chance on the bus, because it was about a four-hour ride each way, to talk about economic issues, financial issues, political issues, et cetera. And, you know, it's always fun chatting with Mike because the guy is incredibly intuitive and incredibly astute when it comes to these particular issues. Mike, I got a question for you. You know, Bob Moriarty on the show today has expressed a certain amount of pessimism as to the markets in general, specifically the general financial markets and also the general stock markets. Do you feel the same way, first of all?
I don't know exactly where Bob is. Well, I think I do, but, you know, yeah, I think there's a certain amount of risk out there right now. I think there are two elements, Al. One is risk and one is uncertainty. The risk in the marketplace right now and in the economy now is that it really looks like our legislators and our Federal Reserve, where I'm going to present in May, haven't really figured out how to stabilize the situation relative to the amount of debt and the fiscal budgets and a budget for the country going forward. And so there's just a lot of risk there, and we're beginning to see real inflation in the economy, and that will push inflationary expectations higher. So I think there's a risk of stagflation growing in the economy. And the uncertainty part, of course, is what's happening in Japan and whether that's under control or not and how that might affect the economy. So there's certainly good cause for some pessimism in this marketplace today.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, talking about Japan just for a second, yeah, there is cause for pessimism, but you know, in terms of the situation in Japan, I tell you, the horse hasn't really left the barn yet, in my opinion, on that one. I mean, they still don't know. We're getting a lot of optimistic rhetoric coming from, well, number one, our president, certainly, and from other quote-unquote nuclear experts around the world. But, boy, I'll tell you, if that particular last-ditch containment doesn't work, talk about a huge black swan event that's going to really panic the world. That's going to happen, and that could, in my opinion, spill over big time into the financial markets.
I think it could, Al. You know, yesterday I wrote a morning note about the failure of the kinds of systems that men build. Yeah. And, you know, they're all prone to failure at some level. And, of course, these reactors were designed in 1965, 66 by GE. So, you know, even the design is 45 years old. Yeah. And we don't know today whether those containment vessels are going to hold or not hold. We think they will, and so that's the optimistic part. But if they don't, I think it's more general because there are a lot of supply chains in Japan for things like lithium-ion batteries and magnets, and those things are being shut down now. That Japan's running at about 70% of per electric capacity.
Yeah.
So you know, yeah, it remains to be seen, and that's where everybody is on it right now.
Well, it really does. I think that right now it's a really interesting wait and see atmosphere. Mike, I want to ask your opinion on a couple of other issues. You know, number one, the situation with Obama and Libya, and here's a direct quote from a headline this morning. The Obama administration is pushing hard for a Thursday vote on a UN Security Council resolution authorizing airstrikes and other measures to stop Libyan leader, Gaddafi from killing more civilians and defeating rebel forces in Libya. I have to tell you, my personal opinion is I really agree with Congressman Ron Paul. We need to mend to our own knitting. What's going on in Libya is none of our damn business. But what do you think?
Well, I think it's a very interesting situation because the Europeans are all en masse saying, yeah, but there should be a no-fly zone, and the Obama administration hasn't been able to make up its mind one way or the other. I personally absolutely agree with you. You know, we're essentially fighting a war and a half, one in Afghanistan, half a war in Iraq now, and I'm not even sure we should be there at this stage of the game. I think going into the Middle East at this stage in a no-fly zone in Libya is the wrong thing to do. But I would like to see some clear-cut decision come out of the Secretary of State Clinton and the Obama administration, and they seem to be unable to figure it out. And that's worrying to me.
I just am not convinced that the administration is handling the situation in the Middle East in the direction that I would like to see it go. Right now, I mean, I am a real believer, again, you know, in complete agreement with Ron Paul when he says, you know, come on, let's tend to our own knitting, for lack of better terms. Let me ask you another question, Mike. In terms of the relatively near future, and let's define that as being a little, let's say the next 2 to 5 years, what are your thoughts about real estate as an investment? Residential real estate as an investment.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because as you pointed out in your intro, we were both together in Phoenix. I lived in Phoenix for 9 years, and I've seen that market go up and down. And on my way back to the airport on Tuesday morning, I talked to the lady that was driving me, and she said, oh, there's lots of homes available here. I think real estate is still a problem. I think we're still in the foreclosure mode of op. I think we will be this year and into next year.
Yeah.
Real estate is so critically important to this economy that until we can really clear the real estate out, the problems in the real estate, that is, it's going to hold back this economy in terms of growth. And that's where I think you could have stagflation.
Yeah.
You could really see stagflation in the economy, and we've seen it before. It's happened before.
Yeah.
And that could be a problem at this stage.
Do you think it's a safe place to put capital right now? I mean, you know, I'm looking around for what I consider to be rock-solid safe places to put capital. And the conclusion that I've come to is, yeah, I really like precious metals. I really like precious metals-related stocks. There's no secret to that. But I'm thinking a little bit in real estate, you know, may make some sense because, you know, the old saying, if it's raining and you own your house, you're not going to get wet.
I would definitely agree. I think I think precious metals first is the backstop. That's a goal line defense against what I'm sure Bob Moriarty discussed with you this morning. But I think real estate is a good play as long as you have the proper paperwork and you know where the mortgages sit and you're pretty sure that you've got ownership, you've got title to it. I think that's the key element probably at this stage of the game, Al.
I agree 100%. Got about 2 minutes left here, Michael. Let me ask you this. Now, you and your son, Chris, are involved in Morning Notes, et cetera, which is a very, very interesting newsletter. And I have to say to folks who are listening in, you guys really ought to sign up for this. It's a It's a no-fee service. Michael and his son Chris contribute to this thing every morning. It's very, very valuable. We'll provide a link on our website so you guys can get this if you want to. But let me say, Big Al highly endorses it. What are you looking at right now? You look at investments, investment areas, I guess is a better way to put it, that are kind of off the radar. What are you guys looking at right now?
Well, there are a lot of critical metals out there that haven't hit the radar screen yet. One is graphite, and people think graphite is about lead pencils, you know, graphite. But graphite is, we import 70% of it from China. China's shutting that down at some point. We have no graphite mines. We have no manganese mines. American Manganese has a very nice deposit in Arizona called Artillery Peak. So graphite, manganese, and coal right now are very interesting investment areas to be looking into, Al.
I've got to tell you, in the interest of full disclosure, you mentioned the company American Manganese. Big Al happens to own stock in American Manganese. Bought it with my own money, for lack of better terms. American Manganese is also a sponsor on our website, so if you want information on this company, simply click on their banner. Don't construe this as being investment advice, though, because it is not. It is simply a place where you can get your own information. What do you think about the agricultural sector?
I think the ag sector is very interesting, particularly from the perspective of the deposit that we saw, you and I jointly saw in northeastern Arizona on Monday, which was the phosphate deposit.
Yeah.
Fertilizer, the ag space is going to be very important. And yesterday I interviewed a Japanese fish farmer and who's making a fortune with bluefin tuna. He's actually farming them in the Atlantic Ocean.
Right.
So I think food is going to be an excellent place to be looking in the discovery space going forward.
Yeah. Big Al and virtually all of the guests on his show, certainly including Dr. Barry, are firm believers in hard assets. But you also need to look at some other areas. You need to, number one, consider the political environment around the world in your investing, number one. And then, number two, look at some of the areas that Michael just mentioned. You know, look at some of the ag companies. Look at some of the other strategic metal companies. I mean, they certainly do merit consideration. Michael, always a pleasure. Thanks for coming on, my friend.
My pleasure, Al. Thank you.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.